Hello and welcome to the Lying Media Bastards radio show.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living room. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel belt and radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Kid with the Spy soldier Tommy Gunn. He killed to play peacekeeper man. It's a little game he learned from dad. His daddy was a peacekeeper in Iraq, pretending he's off soldiering in a distant, far-off land. He cocks his gun, he shoots you down. Murder again and again and again. Murder again and again. Murder again and again and again. Teaching the children to murder. Sunday morning off to church, a red-faced preacher sweating words. This fat old fuck goes on and on. Tommy learns a special lesson. Thou shalt love thy neighbor, and thou shalt never kill. Void in the name of cash. Murder again and again and again. Murder again and again. Murder again and again. Teaching the children a murder. Yeah! You're gonna dream tonight, little boy. And in the nightmare, you're gonna wake up to think that's when you'll get it. They punish anyone, don't you know, who shows any sign of understanding more than the red wreck. Just like his dad and his dad's dad before him, Tommy went off to fight in a war and protect his people from an inhumane race, from an out-of-sight threat in a faraway place. And just before Tommy got shot down, he stopped to think, to ask himself, are their armies also made up of their poor? Oh. Murder again and again. Murder again and again. Murder again and again and again. Teaching the children to murder. How to murder.
Man, you hear this bullshit they be talking? Every day, man, it's like these motherfuckers is just like professional liars, you know what I'm saying? It's wow. Listen. Bin Laden didn't blow up projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden didn't blow up projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Pledge no allegiance, nigga, fuck the president's speeches. I'm baptized by America and covered in leeches. The dirty water that bleaches your soul and your facial features. Drowning you with propaganda that they spit through the speakers. And if you speak about the evil that the government does, the Patriot Act to track you to the type of your blood. They try to frame you and say you was trying to sell drugs and throw a federal indictment on niggas to show you love. This shit is run by fake Christians, fake politicians. Look at their mansions and look at the conditions you live in. All they talk about is terrorism on television. They tell you to listen, but they don't really tell you their mission. They funded Al-Qaeda, and now they blame the Muslim religion. Even though Bin Laden was a CIA tactician, they gave him billions of dollars, and they funded his purpose. Fahrenheit 9/11, that's just scratching the surface.
Bin Laden didn't blow up projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden didn't blow up projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Say the rebels in Iraq still fight for Saddam, but that's bullshit. I show you why it's totally wrong. Cause if another country invaded the hood tonight, it'd be warfare through Harlem and Washington Heights. I wouldn't be fighting for Bush or white America's dream. I'd be fighting for my people's survival and self-esteem. I wouldn't fight for racist churches from the south, my nigga. I'd be fighting to keep the occupation out, my nigga. You ever clock someone who talks shit or look at you wrong? Imagine if they shot at you and was raping your moms. And of course Saddam Hussein had chemical having weapons. We sold them that shit after Ronald Reagan's election. Mercenary contractors fighting a new era. Corporate military banking off the war on terror. They controlling the ghetto with the fear of attack. Trying to distract the fact that they engineering the crack. So I'm strapped like Lee Malvo holding a sniper rifle. These bullets will touch your kids. And I don't mean like Michael. Your body be sent to the morgue, stripped down and recycled. I fire on house niggas that support you and like you. Cause innocent people get murdered in the struggle daily. And poor people never get shit and struggle daily. This ain't no alien conspiracy theory. This shit is real. Written on a dollar underneath the Masonic seal.
Now I don't rap for dead presidents. I'd rather see the president dead. It's never been said, but I set precedents.
Bin Laden blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Bush knocked down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden then blow up the projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth,
City
nigga.
City Records was 80 seconds away from the top. Some cowards fought with the wrong building. They meant to hit ours. Hit ours. Hit ours.
We'll be right back.
Hey there, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Radioactive San Diego, the Lying Media Bastards radio show. That there was Tool doing a Hooker with a Penis off of the Anima album, which is a damn fine album, and y'all ought to own it, maybe. Before that, we had, who did we have? Immortal Technique doing Bin Laden, his song about 9/11 and the war on terrorism. Don't know if I buy the there's part of the chorus where they say Bin Laden didn't, they say Bush knocked down the towers. Don't know that I buy the George W. Bush behind 9/11 thing. But otherwise, fine song, talking about, poverty and misleading stuff and... I'm making lots of sense. For that, Justin Sane, singer of Anti-Flag, that's his folk album called Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Justice. A song called Tommy Gun, about war and people going off to war. Started that off with Bright Eyes doing Lover I Don't Have to Love. I'm Jake. Let me do best show. Sorry I was gone last week. Had to record another radio show. I produce, you see. A radio show up at KPFK in Los Angeles, where we interviewed Howard Zinn, actually. It was a very good interview. I'll get to the details when we actually make that happen. I think it's going to air sometime in March for the Axis of Justice Radio Network, a TV show. So, and probably the thing I'm saddest about from not being able to do my show this past week was I go away for a week, and what happens? Dick Cheney shoots a guy in the face. Now, so many jokes you can make with that. Honestly, I'm a fellow who, on occasion, takes humor seriously, and for this sort of story, I felt a sense of honor, where I said, you know, that's too easy. There's absolutely no challenge in making fun of Dick Cheney for shooting an old man in the face, so I shan't maketh the jokes about it. But oh man, that's glad that the old man was okay. Although really, if you're if you get invited to go hunting with Cheney, then you probably got a rich full day of hunting in the morning and strangling orphans at night. I did like The Onion had a fun headline. Their own mockery of this. The headline is, White House had prior knowledge of Cheney threat. August 2005 briefing warned, quote, Cheney determined to shoot old man in face. So, I'll let The Onion make the jokes for me. Actually, have I done a show between now and then? I don't think so. I'm checking my website to find out when I did my last show. Okay, yes, my last show was February 9th. Which reminds me, the website, it's going to be going a minor upgrade revision sort of thing, which is going to make me happy. That will occur, I don't know, hopefully in the next couple weeks. Let's see, now normally on the show, I go in, I play a few songs, I come on, I tell you what I'm going to be doing during the course of the show. We'll talk a little bit about the abortion ban in South Dakota. Talk about Maher Arar, the fellow who was captured by the U.S. and sent to be tortured in Syria, only to be find out that he didn't do anything wrong. Maybe talk a little bit about the arrest of Rod Coronado that happened this morning, and the Shaq 7 case. Which, honestly, I'm very ignorant about. I'm surprised I didn't know about this. I thought it was happening in Europe somewhere. It's a group of animal activists. We'll talk about them a little bit. They've got a court case going on right now. But for now, we'll hop back into the music. This here is The Editors out of the UK. Fine band. I think they sound a lot like Interpol, but that's not a bad thing because I like Interpol. You want to make a song request or make a comment, hop on your AOL or Yahoo as a messenger. Send a message to RadioactiveSD. If you listen to the podcast of this and you want to make suggestions for future programs, send an email message to lmbradio@gmail.com. Hey there, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Lying Media Bastards radio show. That just there was Mudhoney doing Suck You Dry. If you listen to the show regularly for years, okay, if you're me, you know that there are several bands that I've heard through the years that somebody told me the wrong way to pronounce their name. And I stupidly believe it and go along with it, and therefore, there are a number of bands that I have mislabeled. Mudhoney is one of them. I was told at one point that they prefer that their name be pronounced Mudhoney. So I went around calling the band Mudhoney, and people didn't know what the hell I was talking about. Similarly, you might remember back in the mid-90s, a band called Luscious Jackson. I was told they like to be called Lucius Jackson, so I called them Lucius Jackson. And another breakcore DJ called Basic. I was told he preferred the name. Or I was told it was pronounced a bass check, which it isn't. It's Basic. So, Mudhoney. Huzzah. Before that, we had a little bit of Massive Attack doing Five Man Army. That was actually old school Massive Attack, which so Tricky. Tricky Kid is still a part of the band at that point. ARE Weapons doing Drums of Joy. We started off with Editors doing Munich. You know, they sound so much like Interpol. I'm wondering if they are. I'm wondering if the band Interpol is wanting to move forward with their sound, but they still like the old stuff that they did, so they're doing it under an old name. I don't know. Yeah. So I'm Jake, playing Media Bastard Show. I wrote about this on my site. This was another one of those, really stupid things. This was, although it was a British really stupid thing, so Americans can breathe a short sigh of relief. And there's some dude on a scooter outside. So, 2001, three men from Birmingham, England, go to Pakistan. One of them is getting married. They're going to a wedding out there. Three men, Shafiq Rasool, Asif Iqbal, and Ruhollah Ahmed. They go out there, go to the wedding, go to Pakistan, and then continue their travels on into Afghanistan right around the time the U.S. invades Afghanistan. So, terrible situation. They're in the midst of this conflict, and the U.S. soldiers decide these guys are enemy combatants and capture them, send them to Guantanamo Bay. They say, no, 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 we're not terrorists. We don't have anything to do with the Taliban. We don't have anything to do with Al-Qaeda. The U.S. keeps them in Guantanamo Bay for 3 years. Late last year, a director named Michael Winterbottom, who actually I can't recall the names, but has a number of highly regarded films to his name, makes a documentary about these three men's situation. He calls it The Road to Guantanamo. Part of it's made up of interviews with, you know, officials and the men themselves and their families. And part of it is recreations of the events where the roles of those three men are played by three others. So, Berlin Film Festival hits. Big international film festival. Winterbottom and his crew go down there to present the film. It wins Best Director. They gave it some crazy name. It's like the Silver Bear Award or something like that. They fly back to the UK, where they're all from. And the three men who had spent 3 years in Guantanamo Bay are detained by the British police under the Prevention of Terrorism Act. The three men who portrayed them in the reenactments, the actors, they are detained under the Prevention of Terrorism Act. Now, after these men were released from Guantanamo Bay, that wasn't the end of it. You know, they were interrogated and grilled and quizzed and probably tortured, and then let go because there was no evidence they had any ties to the Taliban or Al-Qaeda. They get shipped back to the UK, where they again spend weeks in custody. Well, the British go ahead and interrogate them and finally decide, okay, they got nothing to do with terrorism or Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. So after all that, these men have a documentary made about how they're innocent. And the when they fly into the country, they're detained as though they were terrorists. Now, on top of that, the men who portrayed them in the film, the actors, were also detained. Now remember, the actors weren't even playing the roles of terrorists. These weren't even actors pretending to be terrorists on film. These were actors pretending to be men wrongly accused of being terrorists. They were all held. They were called names, and they were asked about their political affiliations, the political affiliation of the director, and the police tried to get them to admit that they had gone into films to advance the Muslim cause, to making films like this. So, yeah, go UK. Here's a worse story on similar lines. A fellow named Maher Arar, citizen of Canada. I believe he was born in Yemen. He goes on a trip, comes back into Canada, and is detained by the Canadian authorities. Canada sends him to U.S. to be held in custody, and the U.S. sends him to Syria for, I believe, 2 years. No, 1 year. For almost a whole year, he was in Syria. The Syrian government, not real nice to the people they have in their clutches. Maher Arar is tortured. He's kept in a cell that he refers to as grave-like. So he's actually kept in a room that's so small it is almost like a coffin, in his opinion, or a grave. And finally he's released. He was not given much counsel. He was not given much access to lawyers. So his family barely knew where he was. He's released, I think, 2003, and he wasn't even a U.S. citizen. It wasn't like the U.S. was arresting one of their own. This was a Canadian fellow. He's released, and he's filed a lawsuit against the U.S. government under the Torture Victim Protection Act, saying that the U.S. knew that the Syrian government was going to torture him and send him there anyway. Now Maher is feels terrible. He keeps saying how they have destroyed my life. This is how he describes the situation. They have destroyed my life. You know, he, very few of us would want to be kidnapped by a government and sent and tortured for a year. Most of us. There might be a couple fellas out there who were in the torture. I don't know. But, let me find what. And so his the case was decided upon this week. Let me see what the judge specifically said. Damn it! U.S. federal court has dismissed a lawsuit against the Bush administration brought by Ottawa engineer Maher Arar, essentially giving Washington the green light to continue its practice of sending terrorist suspects to third countries where they could be tortured. Brooklyn District Court Judge David Traeger cited the need for national security and secrecy in making his decision, but also raised the possibility of Canadian complicity. Well, that seems to be obvious. And then the judge says, the need for much secrecy can hardly be doubted. One need not have much imagination to contemplate the negative effect on our relations with Canada if discovery were to proceed in this case and were it to turn out that certain high Canadian officials had, despite public denials, acquiesced in Arar's removal to Syria. So, he's saying we can't investigate whether or not there was any wrongdoing by the U.S. Well, first of all, he seems to say we can't even ask about if the U.S. did anything wrong. That doesn't even come up. There's the need for the Americans' need for national security and secrecy outweighs the need to investigate whether the U.S. did wrong. But he also says that we can't investigate whether or not Canada did something wrong here. Because if it turned out that Canada had done something wrong, then this would damage U.S.-Canada relations, and that would fall under national security, and we can't be doing anything about that. So quite clearly, this court decision, which granted, it's not at the highest level. This is district level. I think there's one or two more levels where they could appeal this case. But at present, this means that the law says that the United States government, if you fly into U.S. territory, now let's even go back further. If you either come into U.S. territory, or if some other government detains you and decides to give you over to the Americans. You don't have any say in that. The Canadian government just gave this guy up. And, but if that happens, the United States has the right to send you to be tortured. So I gotta say, if you don't live in the U.S., don't come here. It's not safe. If you come here, they might send you to Syria to be tortured. And if that happens, and you're upset about it, you're not allowed to do anything about that. You apparently are not allowed to sue, you're not allowed to complain. Yeah. That's, I don't even want to say anymore. That's just disgusting. I'm gonna play some more music. Music's great, huh? Puts a smile on your face and a kick in your step, and I won't be torturing you. That's what you have to do. If you come to the U.S., contact me. I'll hide you. You want to take a trip to the U.S.? We'll figure out a way to get you disguised. We'll figure out a way to make sure that the U.S. government does not get you and send you to Syria. And you know, honestly, this probably means you're safer going to Syria than the U.S., because I don't think the Syrians are just going to pick you up and torture you unless they got a reason. I haven't heard of any cases of that. I guess it could have happened, but maybe you're safer going to Syria than you are coming here, where the U.S. might take you and send you to Syria, to their prisons. Anyway, I'm Jake, Lying Media Bastard Show. Thanks for listening. You got song requests, get on your instant messenger, send something to Radioactive SD. You want to plan for the future, tell me to talk about certain things or interview certain people or play certain songs, email me, lmbradio@gmail.com. There's the next song here. A fella named Mark Ronson. Who's Mark Ronson? I don't know. But this song does have the participation of Alex Greenwald from Radiohead. And it's a cover of a Radiohead song. Radiohead song called Just, off of the album The Bends. Very fine song, very fine album. In this cover, what's interesting is they replaced the guitar parts. All of the guitar music on this, they actually have used horns, a horn section to play the guitars, which makes for a very interesting sound. Anyhow, I'm Jay, Klein Media Bastards. Here's the Radiohead cover, Mark Ronson and Alex Greenwald.
No one else to do to yourself. yourself, you do. And that's why it hurts if you do it to yourself, just you. You're no one else, you do it to yourself. You do it to yourself. You do it to yourself. Oh, oh, yourself. You do it to
the girl was never there. It's always the same. show. LA's infinite repeat. How we feeling out there? How's your drive time commute? I need a saga. What's the saga? It's songs for the deaf. You can't even hear it.
Check it out. I've been waiting, playing for a long time. X amount of thoughts carried out in my mind. I turn on the TV and see crime. Script written diligently, then hit on time. Push the power button, now to the power button. Opened up my fridge and found nothing. Dip to my room with an aura of gloom. Wishing I could write another tune. But my hands are paralyzed, plus my eyes. Wanna shed tears, but it's not possible. There's the burden of things I couldn't bear. Feelings weren't dealt with properly. Follows me with this good friend, the threat of poverty. Here's where I am versus where I think I ought to be. There's a certain chance I'm a victim of circumstance. I take a look at myself and at first glance I see who I recently thought to be me. Based on identities, public and private. Behold the radio pirate, the nigga, the felon. Chilling with a gun to your melon. A pimp with his pocket swelling. A jester, a slave with wounds that fester. The wannabe pre-med, 3D dread. An academic reject. Another's perspective, corrective lenses are something that I wear, so I can see the flow real quick.
in the system, who are you? Trying to earn a living, who are you? Depressed and uninspired, who are you? Hard working, broken, tired, who are you? Seeking education, who are you? Can't get ahead no matter what you do.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Radioactive San Diego. I'm Jake. This is the Lying Media Bastards radio show. That deserves Mr. Liff and LP doing I Phantom off of the Emergency Rations LP. That's a really nice album, a short album, that was put out a couple years back by Mr. Liff. It's a concept album, which you don't often see in rap, but the whole conceit of the album is that Mr. Liff has created all of these new political songs about the war on terrorism and the government corruption and the lies, and now he's been disappeared, and his friends have discovered this material that he recorded and was not able to release yet, and they're playing the track. So that's the idea behind the album. For that song, and then but mostly I love the cover of the album. Some of you may remember during the Afghan War, the initial invasion of Afghanistan, the U.S. tried to show it was strictly a PR move. They were trying to show compassion for the Iraqi, or for the Afghan people that they were dropping bombs on. They were dropping food packages, these brightly yellow colored packages of food down to the Afghan people, which is a nice gesture, but as people pointed out at the time, all the people who were going to be starving due to the war, they would have needed to have dropped like 100 times more food than they did. So obviously it was not a serious effort to feed the people. It was just for show. And now it turned out all around the same time that they were dropping these yellow food packages, they were also dropping yellow cluster bombs. Now, cluster bomb is a type of it's like a yellow canister that drops down from the sky, from the belly of the plane, obviously, that at a certain level it opens up, and a number of tiny bombs they call bomblets fall out of there with their own sort of like mini parachute-ish things, so that instead of dropping one big bomb, you're essentially dropping like 100 sort of grenades. That's spread out over a wide area. So we were dropping food that looked just like the bombs. We were dropping bombs that looked just like the food. And, yeah. But the album cover, Emergency Rations, the title refers to that. And the cover has little drawings of people who, in one half of the picture, they're parachutes of food dropping on them, and on the other half, they're dropping the bombs, and the people are all on fire. I said a lot about that. Before that, Queens of the Stone Age, doing "You Think I'm Not Worth a Dollar, But I Feel Like a Millionaire," off of the Songs for the Deaf album. Really, that was their best one. I don't think they can top it. Before that, we had Nouvelle Vague covering The Cure, doing the song Forest. And before that, we had that was an amazing cover of a Radiohead song by Mark Ronson, the song Just. If you're not a big Radiohead fan, you probably are not familiar with the song, which is sad because it was a good song, but comparing it with the original made it sound even better. I'm Jake, Lying Media Bastard Show. What to talk about? Yesterday, as I'm sure you heard, as you probably heard, a bomb attack on a very, very sacred mosque to the Muslim people, to the Shia, I believe the Shia, outside Samarra in Iraq, the Golden Dome Mosque. It had a different name, which I can't find at the moment. Destroyed it. This was a mosque that was a shrine to three different holy figures. in the Shia pantheon. I don't know what word to use there. And this explosion, like, destroyed it. Now they're saying that at least 95 people... There's been retribution. The Shia are so furious that they are attacking the Sunnis now. They're saying at least 95 people have been killed, 95 Sunnis, in the revenge killing within 24 hours. Now there's, let's see, in addition, at least another 19 deaths from attacks outside of Baghdad were reported today. It's pretty terrible. And I heard about another one about people who did not go on the attack. A number of Sunni mosques were also attacked in retribution, but I heard about people who went to protest the attacks. Peaceful protest. They went in a bus caravan down from their city to wherever, and that as they were getting on the buses to go back, that some armed men went and were killing them. Just taking them off the bus, killing them, throwing them behind, you know, a brick factory, they said. And that's terrible. The name of the shrine is the Al-Askariya Shrine in Samarra. People are saying that this could be the spark that sets off the civil war in Iraq, and I want to be optimistic and say that that's not the case, but my fear is that it could very well be. I was talking with someone earlier who was very frustrated, saying, you know, why is the, you know, religion tears people apart? Look at these people; they're both Muslims, and the Shia and the Sunni, they're fighting over, you know, these ancient minuscule differences. And then I don't think that's the case now. I think that while there can be, you know, these violence between different schools of thought in the religions, there's actually just a long social history and explosive social situation between the two sects at the moment. The Sunni are the minority, and they were the ones who were in charge of Iraq. Because Saddam Hussein was a Sunni, he gave preference to his own people, and like they were like 20% of the population, and they kept everybody else beaten down. Now that Saddam Hussein is gone, the Shia are rising back to power due to their numbers, and some of them are wanting vengeance upon the Sunnis who kept them down all these years. So that has nothing to do with the religions and the belief systems or anything like that. That's just a straight up, you hurt me, I want to hurt you back sort of thing. Now, also, we've got the Sunnis who are in a desperate situation now because they're falling back down to earth. They know they might be the victims of retaliation for the Saddam years. And then on top of that, depending on how the society shakes out, you know, there's talk of sort of segregation of the Kurds in the north seceding from Iraq, of the Shia Arabs in the south seceding, and all that would be left would be the Sunnis in the middle without oil. There's not much oil in central Iraq. There's some, sure, but so they're looking at they're facing some dire times. So I could very easily see conflict arising just based upon current events and recent history. So maybe it's a bit premature to be blaming this on religion. But, you know, if you're one of these factions and they're blowing up your holy sites, well, that's pretty serious shit. So, and then we've got this whole deal with the ports. The United States has cut a deal with a company based out of the United Arab Emirates to run six major American ports, harbors, you know, where a lot of the imports and exports and shipping goes on. Turns out the company is not a private company out of the I'm going to call them the UAE, because that's the actual initials. It's not a private company run out of the UAE. It's actually a government-owned company. So now this foreign government then will have be running these ports. I don't know too much about the United Arab Emirates, so I don't know what to think about this port deal. And I think that's the problem, is that a lot of folks don't know either. They're out there with strong opinions on the subject, and they don't really know anything about it. You know, they just hear the word Arab and think Arab means terrorists, and they say, I can't believe you're handing over our ports to the terrorists. That seems to be the most common argument being displayed, and a lot of people scoring political points off of it. Democrats using it to score points against Republicans. Republicans using it to score points for themselves against Bush, who many of them are getting more and more frustrated with. Again, I don't know. Now from what I've heard, the security for the U.S. port systems is abysmal. If you've ever been to a port, you'll see thousands of these shipping containers. You know, these big rectangular metal boxes. I don't know, they're like 20 feet long, 9 feet high, something like that. They're the sort of things that when you drive on the freeway and you see a Big Mac truck with the big metal trailer, a lot of them, that's a shipping container. That's what they look like. They look a lot like that. And it's just full of stuff. And my understanding is that they don't inspect those. That, you know, there's a huge traffic of these things. Must be hundreds of thousands of them will go through a big port in, I'm going to say, a day, a week, something like that. And they're not investigated. They're not searched. They could be filled with, you know, teddy bears or cat food or missiles, you know, slave laborers from China, all sorts of stuff. The number I heard was that 5% of them are actually inspected. So, in a way, it doesn't even matter about the security aspect of if it's the U.S. running it or the UAE running it, because it's done so poorly. But I don't think that the UAE actually even has a say in that. I believe that the security will be exactly the same. Well, the security is negotiated in the contract between the UAE's company and the port city. But anyhow, I mean, there's certainly a reason to be concerned. It's something I would want to research to find out exactly what can we expect from the UAE, what's their relationship with the U.S. I mean, I keep hearing that they do stuff on behalf of the U.S. in the war on terrorism, although I've also heard that at one point the CIA was going to attack Osama bin Laden, but they couldn't because the UAE royal family was hanging out with him, which sounds bad, if you ask me. But, yeah. So I'm just rambling. I'll have more to say later. Let me put on some more music. Let's see. Who should I pick? Should I pick old school Seattle grunge or early 2000s new metal? Let's go with the new metal. I'm Jake Lime Media Bastards. This is System of a Down, who I'm told hate being called new metal. And, yeah. Here we go. Live, should I say.
Fuck you!
Damn it, that song cut out early.
Running that far in dreams. blues kicks me free. Now I'm toeing the line. Oh, this ain't the way to be. Stuck between my shadow and me. Could it where the sun don't shine?
Because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. I say you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. Get back there. Well, I can see. said, are you gonna be my girl? Take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. I say you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need money with a face like that, do ya? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. I said, are you gonna be my girl?
Just like an exercise, check the intellect and inspect the vibe. Select the best one. Full to the side, keep her occupied for the rest of the ride. Meet on my resume, she know I'm ready, cool. Just meet me at school. We can moon and groan until your mom's come home. And you'll be calling me Aldo Capone. Sweat me, she didn't want to let me loose. Come get me, as if you want to sip the juice. Cause the streets await me, so I take my gun off safety. There's a lot of niggas hate me coming out of the building. They set me up, sprayed with automatics. They wet me up in the puddle of blood. I lay close to the edge. I guess I didn't know the ledge.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Radioactive San Diego, the Lying Media Bastards show. I'm Jake. That was just System of a Down. I decided to play two songs of theirs because I messed up the first one. So, sorry. Before that, we had Eric B. and Rakim, Juice, Know the Ledge, Jet, Are You Gonna Be My Girl, Jamie Liddell doing Multiply, Bad Religion doing Anesthesia, and Allison Chains doing Junkhead, which is the... I don't know, that one... that song's good and bad, but it's just powerful knowing that the singer, you know, he was a drug addict, ended up dying of an overdose. But the chorus of that song is, what's your drug of choice? Well, what have you got? Which, I don't know, to me that just has some power to it. Honestly, I don't even know what to say news-wise at the moment about what's going on in this crazy caca-cuckoo world of ours. I did want to mention South Dakota. And South Dakota state legislators voted Wednesday to ban all abortions unless they're performed to save the life of a woman. The New York Times notes that the law makes South Dakota the first state in 14 years to start a direct legal attack on Roe v. Wade. Some abortion opponents said the vote was motivated by recent changes to the Supreme Court, with two Bush nominees having been appointed in recent months. So, you know, when I hear stuff like this about some of these states where awful things like this are going, you know, all sorts of legal rulings about banning abortion, banning access to birth control, and stuff like that, all I can think is, move. All of you, you smart people in these fucking backward states, please come move out here. Move out to California. We'll take care of you, I promise. And really, honestly, I think we all need to start making plans for, because, you know, they are obviously trying to keep cutting back and back on the right to an abortion. I think we need to start making plans for how to get people to safe abortions if they want them or need them, no matter what the law is. So put your thinking caps on, folks. Let's see. What other news? Oh, yes, and I wanted to mention, too, Rod Coronado, who... gosh, there was a bunch of craziness out here regarding him last year when, from my understanding, and I wasn't here for a lot of this, there was a fire, I believe in La Jolla back in 2003, I think, 2002, allegedly by Earth Liberation Front sort of activists. The police and the FBI, they've got nothing. They have found nobody, they have no evidence of anything. Last year they went on this crusade where they rounded up a bunch of local activists and tried to make them testify about who was in attendance of at a speech, a lecture given by Rod Coronado back in 2003. He is a environmental and animal rights activist who has been in prison, allegedly, for being involved in some sort of arson somewhere. And he gave a lecture about, you know, himself and his life and the stuff that he does. And the FBI witch hunt that was going on here in San Diego is they were getting these local activists and trying to get them to, like, snitch on each other or you know, blame somebody or you know, say who else was there so that the police could go after them next. And it was some pretty awful stuff. And as far as I know, I believe everybody is finally out of prison. A lot of the activists who were rounded up did not testify and were therefore put in prison, custody, whatever, until the police finally decided, okay, it doesn't matter how long we keep them in there, they're not going to talk. So now they're going after Rod Coronado himself. They have allegedly arrested him in Arizona today, I believe, maybe yesterday. And he's charged with teaching and demonstrating the making of a destructive device. So apparently at this speech he gave, the police are claiming that he showed how to make a destructive device with the intention that people use it. That's what this law apparently is that it's against the law in the new post 9/11 days. You can't show somebody how to make a bomb or explosive device with the intent that they use it to terrorize people, I suppose. So, let's see. But, fellas writing in to tell me that those San Diego activists I was talking about who were rounded up and testifying, although they didn't actually testify. That was what the goal of the intimidation was. They spent about 3 or 4 months each in prison. So that's lovely. But, Yeah, so I mean, this sounds like it's again, and this, I think all of this is just out of embarrassment. This is my theory, that the cops are so embarrassed that they have made no progress in their attempts to find out who committed this crime, that they're just desperately going after anybody they can, which is, yeah, that's where it puts us. But yeah, it says that he, Rod Coronado, faces a maximum of 20 years in federal prison if convicted. But what's strange is this seems to be one of those intent crimes. It's, I don't know if he actually didn't showed people how to make these bombs like they say he did, but even if he did, they have to prove that he wanted them to use it on, you know, innocent people or whatever. Which I don't know how they could possibly prove something like that. So, yeah. That's craziness. Yeah, I'm out of juice here, folks. I don't know what to say anymore. I'm just going to play music till I'm gone. Thank you all for listening. I'll come and say goodbye later. This song here, is going to be El Tango de Roxanne from the Moulin Rouge movie. An interesting tango cover of the Police song Roxanne.
Thank you. beating on the brow and keep these fellows down, cause these family dollar twinkers, they're running this here town.
Bastards Radio Show. I'm Jake. That last song was Primus doing those damned blue collar tweakers. Before that, we had El Tango de Roxanne off of the Moulin Rouge soundtrack. If you got song requests, comments, hate mail, whatever, send it to lmbradio@gmail.com. And for more info, old shows, politics, yelling, blah, 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 visit my site, lyingmediabastards.com. I will be back soon, probably next week. If there's a week after the next, which there is. Ha! See you next week.